Welcome to another edition of WITY Profile. Chad Baker, and it's the interview I look forward to every single year. We get to talk Illinois State Fair coverage with my longtime buddy, Rebecca Clark of the Illinois State Fair. She is the State Fair manager and, of course, former classmate of yours truly. Rebecca Clark, how we doing?
We're doing good. Small world, isn't it, Chad?
It is, and it gets smaller all the time the more and more that I venture out into it and find that there's people that know us right in our backyard. But yes, it's great, and it seems like it's went by quick. We're a year into this from last year already. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but already fair time here for the Illinois State Fair 2025. And of course, you guys have been very, very, very busy putting together another wonderful lineup for folks this year.
Absolutely. We're hoping that Mother Nature gets the memo and cools it on the temperatures. It's looking good for next weekend. So hopefully she gets the memo and gets on track.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that concert lineup here. And just since you have been the fair manager, you have been hitting it out of the park with you and your crew. Make sure that the fair always has a top tier lineup. This year, no different. You open the first Friday of the fair with Jake Owen, Jody Messina. What a 1-2 punch to really open up your grandstand events.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the one that I will be singing along to the entire fair. Like, this is just going to set me up for hit after hit. I'm going to be bebopping on my golf cart, getting from point A to point B with some Jody Messina in the background.
Some heads, Carolina, tails. Is it heads, Carolina, tails, California, or am I getting the states mixed up there?
It's okay. You just wind up, you buy a ticket at the box office, and we'll educate you, okay?
There we go. There we go. Either way, we all know by. That's a great one. And of course, Jake Owen, just a string of hits. I know that he is no stranger to Sangamon County. Having played the Sangamon County Fair years back, I know that because I was front row and center for that one. But he is making a trip back to the center of Illinois, the main stage there to Illinois State Fair. Rockers the Black Crows follow that up. And then we've got Sunday. And I think that everybody was really, really amazed at how quickly this sold out. Megan Maroney with Hunter Flynn and Cameron Marlowe. This one sold out almost as quick as you guys released it.
That's right. She sold out the first weekend of sales back in November. So for those who got this early Christmas gift, what a gift it turned out to be. Yes, this has been the hottest ticket to get all summer. People still can't believe that it sold out. And I say, yes, absolutely 100% sold out. And unfortunately, this is where we start to see those third-party scams and price gouging. So we want to make sure that we make our fairgoers aware that Ticketmaster and the grandstand box office is the only place that you can get legitimate tickets to any of our grandstand shows. And so just make sure that if someone is trying to offer you $700 for a ticket, I just don't know that I would fall for that trick.
Buyer beware. Now, I have to ask, in your time there, is that the quickest that something has sold out? Because not to say that we don't see it very often, it's just unusual to see it that quickly.
Yes, sir. This is definitely a first for me. Mm-hmm. You know, we experienced this not quite to this degree with Reba McEntire a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It wasn't opening weekend, but it certainly was within the first month of being on sale. So it just goes to show you that if you would like to get tickets, you shouldn't wait until the box office opens. If this is a show that you want to go to, sometimes you just need to pounce.
Absolutely. Veteran lineup continues with Sheryl Crow on Tuesday, rapper Snoop Dogg on Wednesday, and Brad Paisley, country artist, on Thursday. You get into the Chainsmokers, which had some big hits here within the last 10 years with Coldplay and with Halsey on Friday, August 15th. You've got a couple of races, the USAC Bettenhausen 100 on Saturday, August 16th. You've got the ARCA Menards Series on Sunday, August 17th. In between that, Hall of Fame rockers Def Leppard coming to the grandstand, and then you wrap it up with Turnpike Troubadours there. Not a weak show in the bunch. I would imagine that the State Fair is going to be rock and rolling and singing along all the way throughout.
Yeah, we got a couple rock and rollers in there with Rock and Roll Hall of Famers with Sheryl Crow as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I said, we really do try to strive to find something for everyone. And if you don't find something that you like on the grandstand stage, mm-hmm. I urge you to take a look at our Grand Central stage, which offers free concerts every night of the fair. We have booked 11 spotlight artists, and these are some big names, from Everclear to Head East to Twista. These are all 100% free concerts, big names that you know, and some new up-and-comers that you might not have heard of.
Now, with some of these concerts, and we'll venture off into this because I know that we haven't talked about this before, you not only have the different tier seating, but for many of these shows, you'll have blue ribbon seating, which is going to get you up front. Plus, you've got the pre-show party, which adds some extra perks as well. So there's some additional upgrades that folks can get into. And with the regular tickets for many of these shows being very, very generously priced, you can get a really good seat and have a really good evening for a really good price.
Absolutely. You know, affordability is really important to us, and it's not mm-hmm. always possible with some of these bigger names and these bigger touring acts. That's why we make sure that on the things that we can control, like admission and parking, we hold the line on those prices where we can. So mm-hmm. we have a $5 admission day most days of the Illinois State Fair. It's only $5 to park your car. Chad, you try to go to St. Louis and see a concert, you're not parking for $5 anywhere here in St. Louis.
I'm trying to take a metro, you know, it's chaos, you know, and if I'm bringing somebody with me, then we're having to make sure everybody has a ticket. It's crazy. So yes, you're exactly Absolutely. Right. And so much parking available there at the fair on the grounds too.
We do. We have lots of parking on the grounds. I was talking about that $5 admission day. Mm-hmm. We have a $2 admission day on Tuesday. So if you want to come see Sheryl Crow on Tuesday, you're getting in for just $2. We also have a double the fun parking promotion, where if you come on opening night of the fair on Thursday, which is County Fairs and Horse Racing Day, come to see that free Everclear concert, you can bring your parking pass back for free parking on either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Ooh.
So come on Thursday, pay to park on the grounds, and then come back to see Sheryl Crow for just $2.
Nothing wrong with that. And of course, you can knock out a couple of concerts for your summer here before you send the kids back to school, and I'm sure they'll enjoy that. Before we tie up with you here, Rebecca, we've got other aspects of the fair that we would definitely want to touch on. A couple of years ago, you guys added that nice Route 66 area. I know last year, first time that I had been back in a long time, there is a great area there that focuses on different products from throughout the state of Illinois, food products, different wines, and different homegrown products. Those are all areas that are part of the fair that we want to shine a light on. Give me a one-minute synopsis of some of the best things this year that folks could come to the fair that maybe aren't on that front page of the website, or not that you guys really sell whenever you talk about the state fair year in, year out.
You know, you're right. At the heart of everything that we do here at the Illinois State Fair, we really are rooted in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So you can find those great Illinois-grown products in the Illinois Department of Agriculture tent. It's where you can get the freshest watermelon, a sweet apple cider slushy, which is perfect on a hot August day. Mm-hmm. But also, here's something that a lot of people haven't caught wind of yet, really, is that we're bringing the Budweiser Clydesdales back to the Illinois State Fair. They haven't been here since 2021. And so It's great to be able to see these majestic animals on display front and center right off of Grandstand Avenue, but also be able to take part and celebrate their Folds of Honor campaign, where they provide scholarships to veterans. And it's a really great purpose that they've got going on here. But yeah, there's so much to see and do. The Butter Cow, you can't come to the Illinois State Fair without checking out the Butter Cow. But also, we have a brand new mural that's being painted as we speak by another Effingham native, Jamie Stang with Stang Art.
Oh.
It's being painted right now as we speak down over by the junior building. So it will greet all of our junior exhibitors as they show up to the fair this year.
So happy to hear that Jamie does great work. And anybody that can head to Effingham and check out some of her installments, they're definitely in for a treat. For folks that want to get more information very easily for the Illinois State Fair and all the activities they have coming up here, where do they reach out?
Sure. Our website is statefair.illinois.gov. We've got tons of information on our social media channels, so check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And we really can't wait to see you August 7th through the 17th here in Springfield.
Rebecca, no time is ever enough time for us to hang out. I appreciate it, especially during a very busy time of year for you. All the best, and we will talk with you soon.
Thanks, Chad. See you soon.
That is Rebecca Clark, Illinois State Fair Manager. That's been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.